Now he knows where he is. He knows what he is.
And he knows where he's going.
And he knows where he's going.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because, now he's a brilliant boy. He has gone all over the state giving oratorical speech. He either would always come out first or second.
Mm-hmm.
First or second. And he'll talk, he'll rings around your head sometimes. I said, hey kid, you know, school is out. I don't want to hear.
You're not being timed.
No, indeed. So, you know, that's about the extent of it. Oh, as far as my grandmother, she was strong on education. On my mother's side.
Okay.
My grandmother on my mother's side. Now, my father's family, they didn't have any, you know, formal education. All of it was just informal, you know, mm-hmm. by trade and what have you. Now, my grandmother, on my mother's side, she was strung out on education. Okay. My family is the first Latin family to go and get an education. It is unspeakable at that time for a female to leave home to go to college. Oh, no. You just don't do that.
Mm.
Because once she leaves home, she's going to do this, this, this. She's going to try to be this, 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 and this. And this, 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 and this is going to happen. Her moral value is going to be degraded. Nobody's going to want to marry. The man wants to know and feel as if he's the first one, you know, to have had contact with her. As in all these things goes through their head, you know, when they whatever they feel, they're sending their daughters, you know, off to college. So the female, you don't even think that you want to go to college. Now, it's all right for them. And make a mucho, mucho macho. You know, a man can go do anything he wants to do. It's fine. Uh-huh. You know, everything's okay. But not the female. But so happened my grandmother was so strung out on education that she was able to educate all of her sons. God bless the day. One of them died. He's the only one. Baby was the only one that didn't get an education. But he worked for the post office in D.C. for so many years.
I used to live up there.
Really?
Good old Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. So now I have her brothers. One is a lawyer in D.C. And another one is appraisal,
mm-hmm.
for the government. And that's it. It was three of them. And mom, school teacher. So therefore, you know, she wanted the same thing for us. But Mama started the ball rolling as far as, you know, the immediate family, you know, sending their daughters to college or the girls going to college, you know, because, man, that was really unspeakable. Just some little things. Because now nowadays, the Latin culture is altogether different because the ones that have come in from Cuba or migrated from Cuba to here, you know, they become a little bit more Americanized, you know. Their way of thinking has changed and everything. You know, but back in those days, a woman can steal. She can kill. Commit the worst crime. She can tell one lie from one end of town to the next. She can do anything she wants to do. Please, don't drop your panties. Now that's the worst crime she can commit. I kid you not. So they brainwash with all of this.
Oh, yeah.
So you
put you in the chair with the lights.
I'm telling you, man, you know, I'm talking about it, it's funny. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just actually going through it, you know, right there and there. It ain't funny with the day. But, I don't know, I guess this is the thing, you know. My family's always been education conscious.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I can remember. And I'm without even realizing I'm doing the same thing with my daughters.